For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at Radio City, this is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Mobcraft on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
No Scalzo today on Scalzo and Brust. I'm Gabe Neitzel, your cousin sub of the day. You can listen to me, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, weekdays from 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee. Ben Brust, he is here, though, for this Friday edition of Scalzo and Brust. It's time to do a little pole dancing.
They've got questions, and we've got answers. Time to give the people what they want. Let's go pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust.
We try to answer some of the toughest questions asked across ESPN Wisconsin.
Or the easiest, apparently.
So I always enjoy doing this because some of the questions that my show asked end up inevitably in this segment. So I'm curious to see if I can try to provide any context as to why we asked some of the questions. But what do we have today, Josh DiMaggio?
Let's start it off with Homer and Tony. You can hear that on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee from 2 to 4 right before Scalzo and Brust. Is this going to be Aaron Rodgers' last year with the Packers? Yes, 61%. No, 39%.
I'm fascinated that it is as close as it is. I figured it'd be 75 plus for yes, this is the last year. The answer to me is yes, this is his last year with the Green Bay Packers. He was candid in his press conference. He said what he needs in order to be, you know, welcomed and part of the organization. And then the next day after his press conference, Brian Gutekunst basically said everything. No, like he's not, like, I threw him a bone with Randall Cobb, but I'm not going to change my philosophy, which means when we get to the end of this year, it's pretty probable that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a Green Bay Packer. It's pretty probable. Yes, it's his last year.
I think it's his last year, too. Just the interesting thing will become is if it's very obvious that Jordan Love is not ready, which is going to be tough to tell because all he's going to, I mean, Jordan Love's going to get the majority of the reps in the three preseason games, but they're going to have to do something with his contract. I don't want to get, like, dive headfirst into the details and minutiae of what Aaron Rodgers' contract now is, but they took off the last year, and next year, he's getting a boatload of money. And they're in salary cap hell next year. So they're not going to be able to pay that. So they're going to have to either restructure it, which either means adding more years, and he's going to be here for a long time, or they end up trading.
Which right there, from a financial perspective, like, it makes sense to trade him. And, like, him and Brian Gutekunst don't like each other. You think they want to figure out how to move Aaron Rodgers' money so he's here even longer? No, like, it's pretty obvious that he ain't going to be back.
Let's move on to the next
Josh,
one.
Josh, you disagree?
No, I agree with you. I think it's most likely he ends up traded because I think they kind of have an agreement. I hate you, you hate me, we'll move on, and we'll both be happy with the decision we came to in the offseason.
That was a very eloquently, simply put statement.
Thanks, Ben. This one's from Gabe Show, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7 to 9 a.m. on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Are Aaron, spelled A-A-R-O-N, and Aaron, E-R-I-N, pronounced the same way? Yes, 78%. No, 22%.
I mean, I don't know the context behind this question, but when I read it, I just immediately started smiling because I pronounce them differently. I swear I do. Like, they're not pronounced
all right,
differently.
Pronounce the two.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Aaron Andrews.
It's the same.
I know, but in my head, I'm saying it differently.
Yeah, you're saying it exactly.
Is this is Chewy, right?
So, what had
Mark
happened
Shimura,
was,
host of Gen Game Chewy, famously.
So I played Aaron Hills earlier this week.
Correct.
And in a break, Chewy asked me, what's the marker on Aaron? And Jen was sitting there going, what the hell does that mean? Thinking we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, I knew what Chewy was asking was, what's the price, what's the cost to play at Aaron Hills? So because she got confused, that led us into a conversation of how Aaron and Aaron are pronounced the same.
See?
Even though
it was
Chewy...
different.
I'm hearing the same thing.
I tricked my mind in that they're said differently.
Which one did I say first?
You said Aaron Rodgers first.
I have no idea. And Chewy is convinced that they are pronounced differently, and he like said Aaron about seven different times.
Yeah.
Like seven different ways.
Are you guys not shocked at all that Chewy and I are the ones that think Aaron and Aaron are pronounced differently?
I am shocked that 22% think they're pronounced differently.
How do you pronounce them differently?
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Andrews.
All you're doing is changing the octave of your voice, man. That's not saying it differently.
It is saying it differently.
It's like saying two and two.
That's it. Did you say it? Those sounded different.
Two.
Those sounded different, did they not?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter when you change the sound of your voice. It's the pronunciation.
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Andrews.
Now you're trying. You're trying to like...
Aaron Andrews.
Yeah.
Aaron Andrews.
I was shocked that 22% of... they're universally the same. I don't get it.
I have no idea.
Some things in life you just can't explain.
Somebody responded saying, no, they're two different letters in the English language. And if they're not different, then English... Yeah, that's what I said. Like, no. The English language is stupid and complicated. Like, what do you want from me?
I agree wholeheartly.
I mean,
they need to get rid of sound it out.
For two, we have T-W-O-T-O-T-O-O. Like...
What do you want?
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
Jeez. Let's stick with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here.
Yeah.
Does anyone still use the mail? Yes. 79%. No. 21%.
A lot of liars in this one. Nobody still uses the mail.
I mean, the answer is yes. I use the mail. I mailed my taxes to the IRS.
What?
Why are you doing that?
Well, I mean, my tax guy at the Neil Group told me to where to send it. But it was freaking late, so I hate the mail. I paid my interest payment, so I hate the mail. I still use the mail, but I hate the mail.
Yes.
If you ask me to use the mail, you might as well be asking me to like hike across the country. It's like there's so much to do. I gotta find an envelope.
Okay.
I gotta find a stamp. I gotta go to a post office.
Is it bad? I don't know if I should out myself on this.
Go ahead. You're too late.
I found a Good Karma Brands envelope. I found a Good Karma Brands mail sticker.
That is theft, Ben. We'll be reporting you right to HR.
Is it really? I pay them 50 cents.
It's not really theft, but those stamps are intended for business purposes, and you used it for personal. But I don't think they're going to come after you. I couldn't even tell you how much a stamp costs.
I can't wait for my next paycheck to be 50 cents less.
I don't know, it might be 75. Maybe they charge you for the stamp and the envelope.
Interest, just like the IRS did, those jerks.
This is why you don't use the mail. You can't trust the mail.
I hear
you. Do you guys receive important things in the mail at all?
Other than, you
know what I receive in the mail. Poppy's birthday check and Christmas check.
That is a big one.
My grandpa's checks, baby.
Yeah, I get my package. I mean, like, do packages count from, like, that you order? Like,
no. Okay. No. I'm talking, like,
wedding invitations.
Do you have a bill that comes to your house?
No.
I do. I pay it electronically, but I like to get it in the mail.
It's wasteful. Oh,
about the only thing that I get, ESPN will send me a check. If I do a national
big
show,
ESPN.
Big ESPN sends me a check.
You can hear
Gabe
Neitzel on Freddie and Fitzsimmons filling in from 8 to midnight tonight.
8 to midnight tonight with Courtney Cronin. They won't let me do electronic deposit. Otherwise, I would. That's about the only thing I get in the mail. But one of my checks one time got lost in the mail. I had to ask for a new one.
Yeah, that's the worst.
There's some things that our work will send me through the mail that like I just never end up opening. Like, I don't know what this is. I don't really care. It doesn't say urgent. No one's asking me if I filled this out.
And, like, you know what I've noticed? Even, like, with, like, you know, tax guys, financial advice, like, they send you all this crap, but it's all in the online portal.
Yeah.
So I just throw it all away.
Yeah. That's why I went paperless with a lot of that stuff.
I thought I did.
All right, over to our last one here. This is from The Jump Around, which you can hear on 100.5 ESPN Madison with Jim Rutledge. and our very own Alex Strofe. What's the best city to live in Wisconsin? Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, or other?
What kind of question is this?
Well,
like, this is like asking, like, can we put it on the poll? Are you a Packers fan? Like, of course.
The jump around airs in Madison on 100.5 ESPN from 3 to 4.
And I'm not saying Madison's a bad place to live.
No,
I don't want anyone to interpret it that way.
It is objection, Your Honor, leading.
Yeah, you're like, of course you're going, like, I don't understand why you're asking a Madison audience the best city of Milwaukee
well,
to live.
Well, let's ask our very own Alex Strofe. Please tell me this was Jim's poll and not yours.
It was Jim's poll, but here's how it came. So
that's
Jim
what she said.
Called Green Bay. Yeah, I knew that was coming. That's why I stuttered.
You could have
used it again there. But yeah, thank you. So Jim said that Green Bay was an awful city twice, and then said that it is no better than the Wisconsin Dells. And me being from Green Bay, I said that it's a fine city. I grew up there. It's a wonderful city. So he made me pull it after saying Green Bay was just awful.
I liked it better when you were just saying things that Josh could press. That's what she said. Thanks, Alex.
I appreciate your visit to the show, Alex. Don't let Ben get you down.
You're welcome for coming on, Josh and Ben.
That's what she said.
The most reaction you've had in months, huh?
Double whammy. I don't want to trash Green Bay. Green Bay is a fine city. Alex is a fine person. There's some fine products, but...
Well, you just did it the way you said that.
Thank you. That was the point.
But...
They've only... It's like one big strip mall. Everything's a chain. It's chain restaurants. Lambeau Field's a great thing to have there.
What are you talking about? Titletown over there. They got all the new places.
Some great, you know, there's Ambience, Aura, some dive bars, but... Like, the best thing you got going is, like,
it's all around
chain
Lambeau
restaurants.
Field. Like, the Green Bay, the best part, obviously, is around Lambeau Field. Even when I went up for Bears-Packers, even when I went up for Wisconsin versus LSU, I would have hoped to have gone up for Wisconsin-Notre Dame. If you take in the half-mile-to-mile radius around Lambeau Field, that's all you need to see.
I just have one question for Alex Strofe. What's the best place to eat in Green Bay?
Oh... Well, Jim thinks it's Applebee's, so there's that.
He's such a troll.
Hagemeister Park, downtown, not the Stadium District. That'd be my answer.
Okay. All right. I was just curious if there was, like, a local restaurant that people would say.
Do they have those there?
Believe it or not, yes, they do.
Now I feel like we're going low.
We're better than this. It's a good vibes Friday.
Yeah, let's get back to
my
those.
My vibes are great. Your vibes go up when you get to talk about chain restaurants in Green Bay?
We'll stop picking on Green Bay next. Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
Do you know who was involved in the Cold War and what the Cold War meant?
It was between the USA and Russia, and there was a Cuban Missile Crisis.
Why is he laughing so hard?
Because you're the best at taking one thing and you disassociate it. And you're like, you can go one inch deep on this and we won't push you any further.
That's what she said.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
Feeling the vibes on a Friday. Scalzo and Brust. No Scalzo today. I'm the cousin sub of the day, Gabe Neitzel, in with Ben Brust. We are presented by Mob Craft Brewing. So we were just talking with Alex Strofe because there was a question on the show that he is a part of, the jump around in Madison, 3 to 4. And now this is from someone in the 262. Don't know who this is. Someone in the 262, is that really how Alex talks? Or did someone trick him into thinking it was a good radio voice? Like, there's no way he's picking up chicks sounding like that 24/7.
Alex Strofe, how do you feel about that text message?
That's just hurtful. I thought this was a good vibes Friday.
That's just hurtful. I thought this was a good vibes Friday.
Why do you make him sound like a doofus?
Because he sounds like
Whoa.
A doofus.
Whoa.
Wow! See, it's the best. And then you get the weird giggle on delay. It's the best.
I hate this.
Sorry, Alex.
Alex, it is your real voice. It's all right. That's an important thing to clear up for the people.
Yeah. Why did you say, Alex, it is your real voice?
Did he say this is how I talk?
I was supplying an answer for the thing where he just said it was hurtful, but left it open-ended that maybe he could be doing that voice all the time. Yes. And I didn't want people to think that.
262, this is not a bit.
I'm similar to Darth Vader, yeah.
I think Strauss' voice is awesome.
I do, too.
Yeah, I don't know what this dude's talking about. I think you can pick up chicks, buddy.
Thanks, fellas. See, now we're talking. Good Vibes Friday. I'm getting the chicks, baby. Let's go.
Good Vibes Friday. I'm getting the chicks, baby.
I don't know about that, but...
Strauss' going to sup some chicks this weekend.
Sup.
You up?
Nice. Nice. Don't send that to me.
800-990-3776. That's the Patton Official Scouser and Bust talking text line. The biggest thing I think that happened at Packers training camp today was a gift that David Bakhtiari gave to the returning MVP, Aaron Rodgers. He gave him a custom golf cart. Apparently Aaron Rodgers has wanted an Aston Martin, and he ends up with this golf cart instead. It's got a pink steering wheel. It has, now, there are some cool parts to it. Custom number 12 on the seat. The seats look really nice. Right underneath the driver's seat says NFL MVP, the 3 years that Rodgers won the MVP. And then it says a Wisconsin license plate on the bat that says, Lovin' 69.
Nice.
David Bakhtiari's number.
As he should love 69 because he protects him on the left side of the line in his blind spot. So it makes a lot of sense. And also, wise play by David Bakhtiari. Because that, I mean, I guess Lovin' 69 plays anywhere. He actually should have just, like, said, I love number 69, you know, because then he can't take that golf cart wherever. He's got to make that golf cart specific to only being able to be used in Green Bay. Like, it should have just been green and gold, Packers logos all over the place, giving him a gift that can only live in Green Bay just to try and hint him, like, hey, I need you here.
First of all, this is a bad gift. Second of all...
What?
Yeah, this is a terrible gift. What the hell is he going to do with this thing? He just talked about, like, you think when Aaron Rodgers moves out of the state of Wisconsin, he's taking a golf cart with him? Nah, the golf cart's staying. This is something that you leave behind.
You think he's going to leave a custom golf cart behind that his pal got him?
How is he going
to if anything, I will say it's a crappy gift because now he has to find a way to get that golf cart out of Green Bay.
Guys, he's rich. You just have him moving because he's got cars here. Those got to go somewhere. You just ship them back to where you're living.
Yeah, I guess we didn't... it's not thought in our mind.
Dude's not spending money to move this golf cart. He's not doing it because where are you going to store the golf cart? He's gonna actually store it at whatever country club he belongs to?
I'd imagine Aaron Rodgers has a nice garage.
You think he's going to use up space for this thing?
I don't know. My question is, Aaron Rodgers, what do you mean you've always wanted an Aston Martin? Go get one.
Yeah, I'm confused by
but
that.
But we do
as
need
well.
To find out, like, Gabe, so you're saying it's a bad gift just because it's, like, too much to deal with?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Like, you're just putting an awful burden on your pal.
It's like owning a boat, right? You don't want to own the boat. Now he's got like one of these things where like, what do I do with it? He's found driving around camp with it, but it's Green Bay. They're not going to be able to drive that golf cart around in like a month and a half.
I mean, I'm sure the people at the Green Bay Country Club would keep it somewhere nice for him.
Maybe it wasn't a myth that it just renewed automatically at that country club.
Maybe D-Bach did it so he could get that golf cart over there.
Good point.
Maybe he's trying. Maybe he thinks the golf cart will help Aaron Rodgers stick around for longer. He's got his own custom golf cart.
Wait, you think this is a good gift?
I mean, it's fine. I think it was funny. I wouldn't want a golf cart.
Was it worth the
See, if you're saying you think it's funny, it's a waste of money. It's just a waste of money if it's just a gag gift.
Well, when you become the richest left tackle in the history of football...
Well, he's not anymore.
Well, he was once, for a hot second there.
He was until someone signed a contract for $100 more or something.
Correct. It was ridiculous.
It was a very minuscule amount. So, I mean, we all know, like... Jason Wilde's talked about it. A lot of athletes don't even pay for stuff. Like the Christmas gifts they get.
Oh,
those are all brand deals. Like, Bakhtiari might have a deal with like a dealership that has them.
I've heard Chewy has told some pretty bad stories about Brett and how he would give like you know, those gifts that wouldn't cost. Or there was one year, I think it was Brett, bought the offensive line used Rolexes.
What?
That's messed up.
800-990-3776. We go to Z and the D. Zach and the Dells. A happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I got my son in the back. Please wake him up.
I knew something was up.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, Aaron Rodgers is so taking that gift wherever he goes. I mean, he's got money over money. I mean, Bakhtiari got it to him. I mean, you got to take it wherever you go. Even if he doesn't play with the Packers after next year, it's just Bakhtiari protected him for 7-8 years. That'd be just so disrespectful for him to be like, oh, I'm selling this or I'm giving this away if he doesn't keep it. So,
all right, Z and the D, let me ask you this.
How do you think Shailene is going to react when that thing's sitting in the garage?
Okay, well, first off, that garage is going to be huge. And first and second of all, he's probably buying her three other cars, so it doesn't really matter what she thinks because he's the sugar daddy.
She's rich, too.
Yeah, she's been in some highly successful stuff.
She's got her worth million. She's worth $12 million. He's worth like $100 million. It's pennies versus like quarters. So I get it what you're saying, but Shailene, she's not going to care. She's going to be out.
All right, Z&D, is this what you called for real quick? What did you call for? Because
we got a plane that's coming to land here.
Josh's been getting after you about the plane landing.
I know. I just want to say happy Friday. That's really about it, honestly.
I would have been okay with that. Let's do it one more time on the way out. Z and the D, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Oh, crap, I just woke him up.
All right, Z and the D.
Thank you for the call.
Saw that coming
also,
from a mile
away. Also, Z and the D, like,
just gets lost in the sauce.
Net worth of Shailene Woodley, we all know those can be taken for whatever.
He made up $12 million.
It's $12 million is what the Google search says.
He came with supporting evidence.
I don't know if he just remembered from looking that up in the past, but...
I mean, either way, $12 million bucks, nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's a lot. I'd take $12 million bucks.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Ben's got 1 to 5.
Apparently on Google.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Google Ben Bruss net worth, 1 to 5 million.
1 to 5 million.
Who comes
good
up
for
with
you,
that?
Buddy?
I mean, thank you, but I don't know what to say. See, it went away, Josh. I don't see it anymore.
It's gone now?
Yes.
This is great radio, all three of us Googling.
Ben Bruss net worth.
Google with us.
Ben Brust, net worth 2018. What is this basketball player
no,
worth?
No, it says it. 1 to 5 million.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
I think you got bucks and you're holding out on us. And the Scalzone Brust family.
Well, I will give. Look, here's how you know it's wrong. Source of income, player. Player, what do you mean player?
You used to be a player.
Yeah.
In Lithuania, I already told the stories on the air. I lost all my money from Lithuania when I played professionally gambling. So it's not my source of income. It's the casinos.
I still choose to believe Google. Google would not lead me astray.
Yeah. Google never leaves you astray.
Good for you, buddy.
It's 5:30, though, as I look at my watch that is not a used Rolex or a Rolex.
It's a real Rolex because Benny's worth 1 to 5 mil, baby.
I would have a Rolex if I truly was, I swear to goodness. But Eat Street is the official partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, of the Milwaukee Brewers, and of the Scalzo and Brust family. So when you are thinking about what you're going to eat this weekend, as you are maybe going to a park, or maybe you're just, you know, chilling inside, order Eat Street. It's convenient. You can sort by food type, by food distance. Get it ordered non-contact delivery to your house. 7 days free delivery for all of you new customers. Eat Street makes food delivery so convenient and so easy, and it makes your life so much easier. For me, I'm starving right now. If I want, I'm going to go to my app. I'm just going to go to my app right now. Probably do something. I'm a creature of habit. They save my order so I can go click, click, click. Literally 3 buttons and I already ordered food. I get done with this show and boom, I show up and it's right at my door, ready to be devoured. Eat Street, the best food delivery service. Get it done. Download the Eat Street app today and get 7 days free delivery if you're a new customer.
Gabe, I used Eat Street today. Guess what I had?
What'd you get?
Some Gloriosos.
Oh, baby. That's just a smart use of Eat Street.
You know, it sure is.
That's just cashing in. What kind of gift giver are you? Good? Bad? probably bad. We'll dive into that next. Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
S. Dot chimes in with Cartillo's way.
Carlito's way.
Okay, so here's the thing. I promise you, the R word. No, Josh. The R does look like it goes over into the T.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vibes on a Friday. No Greg Scalzo. Cousin Sub of the Day, Gabe Neitzel with you, along with Ben Brust. David Bakhtiari gave Aaron Rodgers a custom golf cart today. I think it's a terrible gift. I think it's a bad gift. It's putting a burden on your pal.
That's because you just don't have blank you money. That's why. I think we found the root of it. Gabe doesn't have that blank you money, so he thinks it's a horrible gift. And if you have that money, then it's not a bad gift.
I don't necessarily agree with your diagnosis, but it's a better guess than I have.
It's just, I mean, again, what's he going to do with it?
He's going to look cool?
Like, so it looks cool for a couple of pictures on the gram, but after that, you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be driving this thing around when he's playing his rounds of golf at whatever country club he belongs to up there?
I would, yeah. I would have that as my personal golf cart moving forward.
Aaron Rodgers golfs a lot, and I imagine he has more than one home. He probably has one on a golf course.
You're a huge golf guy, Gabe.
Yeah, but I
gave you a customized, awesome golf cart with the license plate iHeartBB. You would keep it.
In your current situation, no. But if you lived on a golf course where you could...
I don't belong to a country club. Like, there's no way Brown Deer's going to let me just store a golf
cart
there.
See, I disagree. I think they would.
They might.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It'd be awesome if they did. I highly doubt they would.
Put them on the phone with me. Yeah. I mean, well, the problem
you're going to make the deal happen.
Well, this thing is, I'm not going to get him a golf cart, so never mind.
So we don't have to worry about this.
But I am a good gift giver.
You're a good gift giver.
I think so.
What's the worst gift you've ever given?
You're already losing confidence in that statement.
He's hedged quickly.
Well, I mean, with Susie, I'm great, I think. No, I am. She's usually really happy anytime I get her a gift. It's Greg Scalzo that I'm thinking of. We do the thing where every time it's his birthday or it's Christmas time or, you know, like we trade $100 gift cards. So does that make me, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're kind of just doing the dog and pony show. So I'm not putting that much thought and effort into it. I'm not a good gift giver. Now that I think about it.
Wait, that's got to be record time.
Unbelievable.
Like, 90 seconds ago, I'm a good gift. Like, not so nonchalant with the declaration that he was a good gift giver. 90 seconds later, he's already talked himself out of being a good gift giver.
Well, yeah, because now I think back to this Christmas when I have three siblings.
Yeah.
I have 12 nieces and nephews.
I know I've had the conversation with you about gifts with those nieces and nephews. I feel like you killed it with them.
I kill it with the nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
But my siblings think I'm a horrible gift giver, but they don't give me anything. So, you know, I don't know why they're judging me. But they were praising me this year because Susie made charcuterie boards that had their, like, anniversary dates on them plus their last name on it.
Damn,
so, like,
that's really good.
So, like,
that is good.
So it's great. Does that make me a good gift giver? Because
by proxy?
So that's why I initially said I'm a good gift giver, but I didn't do a thing.
You were doing a classic you, taking credit for something you didn't
fraud.
Do.
Fraud's a strong word. I had to find the person who created the great gifts.
You mean your girlfriend?
Yeah.
That's the finding. I thought you were saying, like, I thought you went out and physically bought, like, the board she used, but probably not.
No, well, she, like, made it out of, like scraps of, like, a dresser. It's unbelievable.
That's really good.
Yeah, really good.
That's really
good.
And
they all, every time I see them, they thank me for the gift, and I'm like, you're welcome.
Oh, Ben, you were so thoughtful.
Yeah, no, they say, they make sure, they say, tell Susie thank you, because they know I had nothing to do with it.
But that puts a lot of pressure next time around, does it not?
I know. Like, how do I outclass myself or outclass ourselves?
I'm fascinated. Like, how many is Greg Scalzo like the only like friend of yours you buy gifts for?
Yes. I don't know how. I mean, I think it's because we see each other every day. Like, and like, Joshy, we got you something now.
You
like,
did.
It's the Scalzo and Brust family.
I just don't have. I guess I don't buy gifts for like even my closest of friends.
Yeah, I don't do a ton of that, and I've also gotten to the point of my relationship where, like, the gifts are more functional. Like,
Smundies?
No, man, I'm so, really glad. How long have you been married?
I haven't. Haven't been married. Getting married.
Glad to hear you're keeping it spicy before you got married.
But no, like, a recent birthday gift that I got for my fiance, like, we have a two-bedroom place. We set up the back bedroom is kind of like her office area, and she wanted a couch back there. So I got her a couch for back there. Like, it's not, like...
I saw that couch.
Yeah.
It's nice
not a
couch.
Bad, yeah, it's not a bad little couch.
Boring.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's just what happens. The longer you know people, the tougher it is to, like, continuously top yourself and get these great gifts. Like, every once in a while, you're going to knock one out of the park. Like, you're going to knock another one out of the park with your siblings with, you know, or when I say you, I mean Susie's going to knock one out of the park with your siblings eventually again, but it's going to be tough to top that the following year. You just can't continuously top yourself. You run out of room.
See, I think I could top it every
year.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I think I can.
Especially because you're putting
all
the
more pressure on Susie.
You're assuming none of the pressure here.
What's next? You know, like are we going to build like a table for each family? Like you know, or they?
That's what I'm saying. Like, eventually, it's going to end up you build a house like Habitat for Humanity for all of your family. Like, that's just not sustainable.
Since we're on the gift giving and like sort of the receiving too, is there any worse question than getting
do you
the
like
call?
It?
No, I mean, do you like it stinks?
Do you like it's the worst question?
Because even if I mean, as you guys can tell, I'm not a very excitable person. And like, even if I like something, I'm not going to act overly elated. But I hate the what do you want get asked question.
Gosh.
I don't know. I get myself things I want.
That's the tough part again.
Dads are the hardest to get gifts for. Can we all agree on that?
I swear I'd go mom.
What?
Yeah, parents are just tough in general. Like, every once in a while, you get, you know, you might catch something in a conversation with them, but again, the parents have a lot of stuff already.
My dad, when he gets a gift, he, like, you know, he opens it and he, like, has the same expression that he had opening it than he did when he opened it up, and he's just like, it's good. You know? Like, he does, you know that.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
He's
like,
thanks.
He's like, it's good. It's good. What do you mean it's good? Like, give us something. Like, was it? Do you hate it? Do you love it? Do you like it? Not. It's good.
Do you get offended if somebody wants to return a gift you gave and, like they're asked, like, is there a gift receipt or where'd you get it?
No, I make sure the gift receipt's in there so they don't say that. But I'm also very pro gift card. Like, why try and guess what somebody wants? I know gift card is sort of lazy, but don't you like having a gift card so you can get what you want instead of having to play mind reader?
I mean, it depends, because we also, with you, we also have to run everything through the filter where you said giving, and now I know I have nowhere to speak because
yes,
I haven't given
Jesse.
Just because
I Venmo'd Jesse Nelson, but, producer of Wildy and Tausch.
But you wanted to make an entire show out of cards being overrated
cards
simply
suck.
To justify the fact that you were too lazy to get a card and just
said
Venmo.
You guys did this, didn't you? Somebody did recently
so,
on ESPN Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Jen and Dario. So Jen Latta, who is the host of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy with me, 7 to 9, right here on 94.5 ESPN in Milwaukee. Her and her husband Dario went to a wedding last weekend, 2 weekends ago. Who can tell time anymore? And Dario just wanted to put money in an envelope, which you just can't do. Like, you just can't put money
yes,
in an envelope.
Yes, you can.
Gotta go card.
No, you can't. I'm so team Dario here. The cards are stupid. It's stupid. They're not going to read. What they're going to say, happy marriage, love Jen and Dario. They just wasted $5 on a piece of paper. They might as well put the $5 in the envelope and give it to the people.
You gotta participate in the system, because now you got to know where the money came from, because a lot of people are going to send thank you notes after the wedding to these people.
Literally, grab a white sheet of paper and write
from Jen and Dario with cash, folded up, put in an envelope,
the
done.
The card also shows me that you are willing to do at least the bare minimum to this monumentous event that I'm inviting you to if it were to be a wedding.
I don't care about the bare minimum. I care about the cash.
If you can't, on your way to the wedding, stop off at one of the millions of stores you'll drive by and just run in and pick up a generic card, you can even get the one where it's like it airmails that it's money. The one that comes like in the shape of money with like it's like a trifold. That's fine.
No.
But as long as you just show me you care a little bit instead of being like, well, I got an envelope and some cash laying around
Or you fake like, you know, you draw a picture of like a stick figure holding hands, congratulations on a piece of paper, and you put the money. They just care about the money.
Ben's going to show up putting cash in a GKB envelope.
With a stamp that's not necessary.
Just in case.
Oh, shoot, I got that wedding this weekend. And he's just going to go ahead and raid the prize closet for the envelopes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I totally did Venmo Jesse Nelson for his wedding. But Josh DiMaggio, you still haven't gotten him a gift.
I got a calendar year.
Do you have a reminder for yourself?
I'm working with Jesse's a reminder.
Are you going to get him a gift or are you just going to give him some cash?
I want to send him a card because Ben didn't. I might even hand make a card, dial up some artistic abilities. But I've also been paying attention and trying to see if like, oh, because I legitimately went on Jesse's registry and by the time I looked, everything was gone. So now I'm like, well, now I have to invent a gift because the registry's great. You go on, you click it, send it to him, it's done. And I didn't want to do just cash, but it's probably what will end up happening.
Yeah, it's fair enough.
Well, the good news is it's time for a little Free Beer Friday. And we missed last week. I don't think we were on the show. We were running the replay of that wonderful game of the Milwaukee Bucks beating the Phoenix Suns in Game 6. So we're going to do a little bit of double dose here. We're going to have four winners. Joshy's going to be working hard back there. Caller 1 in Milwaukee. Caller 1 in Madison. Caller 2 in Madison. Caller 2 in Milwaukee. We're giving away four cases of beer, people. Four cases. Well, you're going to have the Blake's Apple Pie Hard Cider is one of those options. And the Mobcraft Party Pack, baby. Two cases of Blake's Apple Pie Hard Cider. Two cases of Mobcraft Party Pack. 800-990-3776. You know the number. 800-990-3776. Keep calling because Josh is going to have his hands full. 800-990-3776. Caller 1. Caller 2 in both markets, Madison and Milwaukee, for you to win a case of Mobcraft and Blake's Apple Pie Hard Cider.
Ben is looking for some friends heading into the weekend. We discuss next, Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust.
But then we'll get back going to Tampa Bay. Chugga, 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 chugga. I do more chuggas than you.
Chug, chug.
I'm a chugga, 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 chugga.
You're in it for yourself with that chugga.
No, I like the buildup, man.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The best way to go into the weekend.
Nothing better.
Scalzo and Brust on a Friday. No Greg Scalzo. Gabe Nuts and Cousin Sub of the Day along with Ben Brust across ESPN Wisconsin.
Save me.
You had an issue with me describing this weekend as you're looking for friends this weekend, but is it inaccurate?
Not entirely. Last weekend was very busy. And hang on, Josh, do we need to do some business here?
Yes, we do. Mark in West Bend, I think I accidentally hung up on you. Can you call back so I can get your information? Thanks.
And if he doesn't in the next, what, 2 minutes, I have to queue for somebody else?
We'll give him until the end of the show. If he doesn't, when we're going to break, you can call for someone else.
All right, Mark in West Bend, 800-990-3776. But yes, after the Milwaukee Bucks won the world championship last year, it was a whirlwind. I mean, Scalzo and Brust threw a party from 1A to 3A on the air. We had the parade.
Yep.
And so last weekend was a total, like, I wanted to be in the cave, playing the video game, snuggling the dog, watching the season 2 premiere of Ted Lasso, and literally doing nothing at all.
Sure.
But with that, I didn't venture out into my new apartment where people were partying and having a great time. It was 88 degrees, 90 degrees. The pool was bumping. And I live right by the pool. So I'm still trying to find Josh DiMaggio, our producer, asked me to come hang out, and I gave him the no for the fifth straight time, and so I'm worried he's going to stop inviting me to things, so I might be losing him. Greg Scalzo's out of town.
If he stops inviting you to things, like, that is the ultimate double standard. Josh never shows up to things, but he always gets invited to things. Like, if he stopped inviting you, that would be unbelievable. And would make him just the biggest hypocrite out there.
Today on from 2 to 4 on Homer and Tony, you had Brian D., host of Wisconsin's Morning News, and Melanie Ricks, host of Mel and Joe in the Mornings on 101.7 The Truth. Mel lives in my building, so I've seen her, and I think I maybe found a friend in Mel. I have Josh as a potential friend, and I have everyone
as a potential friend. Not even a solid
Ben,
friend.
Ben, well, and no, I no, have no. had uncertainties when it comes to if we're friends.
We just haven't you know, connected.
We've never hung out outside of work.
I'm nervous.
Really?
Is this fascinating?
This is fascinating. That being said, I have not hung outside of work with Jen or Chu.
I guess that makes sense. But, like, Ben and I are
around the same age.
Yeah.
We like to drink.
There's a lot of reasons we should have hung out.
We like to gamble. Like, yeah. You know, like.
Yeah, how have you guys not spent, like, an NFL Sunday together at this point?
Well, I mean, Joshy moved to where I was living last year, and COVID happened.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of commingling then, you know, Ben.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Whipped cream boats.
I look forward to us awkwardly hanging out for the first
time. Well, here's the
thing. Wait, so what's your plan of attack? Like, how are you? Like, so you? I think you may have stumbled into an invite from Melanie Ricks.
Yeah, she said she's got, like, friends who, you know, like, want to hang out, you know?
Well, so here's the fun part. Here's the fun part.
You sound
of that.
So awkward.
She actually, well, because no, she didn't actually want to hang out with me. It was her friends, right?
It's her friends want to hang out with Ben because they went to UW, and she actually seemed a little concerned that her friends might fanboy over Ben.
Oh.
She doesn't want me. She doesn't want to hang out with me. She just wants to literally dog and pony show me around. That's not a real friend.
Does she got some Ben in her where she likes to be the star?
I mean, she's the host of Milwaukee Bucks in games. I mean, yeah, she's got to have a little bit of that. Josh, I'm going to try and convince you to come out of your shell as you are dog and house watching this weekend.
I don't want to say no, but it's going to be a lot of work.
You know Josh.
I do.
He's not a friend this weekend to me.
It doesn't seem like it.
You've got a friend in me.
I mean, even if Josh seems super interested in hanging out.
Well, Gabe hasn't even offered his services to me, so he clearly doesn't want to hang out either.
I got a lot of golf this weekend.
Yeah, man. See, there it is. I didn't even get the golf invite.
You want to play Sunday?
Have a weekend, everybody. I'll just be sitting solo, snuggling my dog.
I really hope that's not a euphemism.
It's not.
This is Ben Scalzo and Brust. Come up next, Spain and Fitz. And if you haven't had enough of me today, I'll be in later tonight, 8 to midnight, on Freddie and Fitz Simmons.